We got the godmother of soul in here, Sarah. This is like, like there would be no barbershop talk. There would be no drive time radio without Sarah.
That's a fact.
I got to give her a clap, man. Sarah is, she is a G. In the world, they tell you it's not what you know, it's who you know. As long as you know Sarah, you can come on this show whenever you get ready. So young adults, young ladies.
Young ladies. Hold up, V.
Go ahead.
Before you get into it with the young ladies, did y'all bring your own questions?
No.
In the mic.
Or this is like, y'all brought this as to who's going to answer this in case we ask this?
Yeah, we have to be prepared, you know?
I'm going
to
tell you right now, we ain't asking none of these questions.
Let me see.
No.
Let me see.
One question about then you're going to change it.
They came with their own questions.
All right. I was going to ask one of these questions.
I'm going to have a cheat sheet. Y'all know what to test on.
You have to be prepared, you know.
All right. I could dig it.
We do.
I could dig it. Okay. First, all right. You guys, young ladies or girls? All right, then let's act like it. All this giggling, we can't do that. All right, so young ladies, will you please go around, introduce yourself, and say your age, and how long you've been in the program?
I'm Stephanie. I'm turning 18 tomorrow.
Oh, whoa. Happy birthday. Let me give you a clap. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Stephanie, you can't talk through the clap. You don't got no headphones.
They ain't had no headphones.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I'm Stephanie. I'm turning 18 tomorrow, and I've been in SGLA for 2 years.
2 years, okay. So that means you were here last year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who else?
I'm Michelana.
Can you talk to in the mic, please?
I'm Michelana. I'm 18, and I've been in SGLA. This is my first year.
Okay.
My name is Luli. I'm 16, and this is my first time with SGLA.
Okay.
Like, first time today?
No.
Like, it's my first time.
I just pulled up.
Just met them out front. Okay.
My name is Jasmine. This is my third year with SJLA, and I'll be 19 in 11 days.
Oh, another clap. Don't say nothing. Everybody stop. I got to give a clap. And SJLA been 3 years deep, right? Okay, young lady.
I'm Monique. I'm 16. It's my first year.
Okay. All right, so I'll ask one of your... Where's the thing at? Where's their questions at, Ray? Let's make them comfortable. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, I feel like we interviewing an R&B girl group. Like making a band over here.
I do need some cheesecake, dog. All right, so... Yeah, so I was going to ask a question, too. All right, anybody but Stephanie... I want to ask this question too. Anyone but Stephanie, you ready? What is SJLA? Anybody but Stephanie.
Curveball.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Tupac.
It's a social justice leadership academy, and we talk about the issues within the community and how we can change the community for the better.
All right, hold on. I'm going to give her the clap.
See, y'all ain't need this. Y'all ain't need the cheat sheet.
Slay, you got a question? You want to teed off of them first?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead, Ray.
All right, so tell us what you feel the issues are.
Police brutality.
In the mic.
Police brutality. The separation and racism.
You got to come a little closer. You don't act shy now.
Gentrification.
Mm-hmm.
Redlining.
Wait. What's redlining? No, talk to me now. Help me out. I ain't the only one that don't know that.
No, I ain't know either.
Somebody tell me what that means.
Redlining is like the separation of the streets, like State Street and Warren Street and Columbia Street, like how they all different.
But
in some sort of way.
By race or different streets? We gotta have different streets, don't we?
It's like they choose to put certain things. On certain streets because of who lives there and the businesses and stuff like that.
Okay, all right.
All right, Tupac. I knew Tupac. Right. I knew Pac was going to teach us something. I knew it.
Let's talk about one of the first things you guys said. You said police brutality. is that relevant in our city or is that just a national thing?
Very. In our city and national.
In the mic. for ladies, man. Yeah, you guys are ladies because you don't listen. We got to keep telling you the same thing. No, I mean, is it relevant in our city, or is it something that's just national and it just trickled down to us?
It's national.
So we don't have that problem here in Hudson?
Oh, no. Well, we do. It's okay. Both, like
okay.
I said.
Okay. All right, all right.
I'm going to get an attitude with us. Act like that. We just ask questions.
I want to ask you ladies about... I think I want to be fair about this. How is it for a young black lady or a young black lady in the city of Hudson? You know, most of the time when you're thinking about a minority, they consider women, black women, a double minority. You're black and you're a woman. So that's like two negatives. How is it for you young ladies being school, work, or what have you?
I mean, like, I'll go with, like, the white people, they, like, think that we're, like, ghetto, that we don't know anything, like, we're stupid or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, we're not. We're just, like, doing our thing, just the yours. So.
Okay. mean, she's aggressive. She might not be ghetto. We doing ours. Just do yours.
It's true.
Pop.
Get some of that pop.
Get some pop. Drop some jewels.
Okay, so it's, like... It's harder for us as women and being black because we already don't have much opportunities being black. So being a female, we don't have a lot neither. Like, it's, like, segregated in Hudson, period. So it's, like...
Do you feel like you have to work twice as hard
to
be on an even scale? I mean, with your white counterparts... Not even talking about men, because one of the things I'm almost sure that Hillary is fighting for is equal pay for women. You know, so obviously if you are a female and a male, you're doing the same job with the same credentials, a male's going to make more money. How do you guys feel about that? Well, how do you ladies feel about that? y'all play Pokemon Go?
No. Right, well. I feel like that's just not equal. I mean, there's nothing more to really feel about that. We just got to change it.
Okay.
Good answer.
Yeah.
We're already, like, supposed to be dropouts. We're supposed to drop out of high school or, like, yeah. End up pregnant and a teenager and stuff. And, yeah, like, stuff like that. But see,
they're not getting that... that it's the system is built like that. Like, we supposed to fail. They want us to fail. So, like, just like everybody can, like, all the white people can go to school, you know, nice board schools or whatever. Wait, boarding schools or whatever. Like, we set up to fail. They put us in the ghetto, basically. Like, they made ghettos for us. I feel like that. So, like,
okay.
Like I said, we set up to fail, but we're not going to fail.
How does SJLA help you guys become better leaders and give you more confidence?
And what also, like, to piggyback off of that as well, you know, a lot of you guys, mentors and teachers and everything down at SJLA, like, you know, there's white people down there as well. So, like, you know, what does that tell you about the population as a whole? Like, because, you know, I don't want, like, the listeners to think that maybe you guys think, like, all white people are one way or one thing. Go ahead, Pop. Go and get you some of that.
Sarah, Kaya, Nicole, and them, they different. Like, the way they grew up, they seen certain things happen. So they trying to help us instead of put us down. So it's two sides to a story always. So maybe their parents was the type of people that they didn't like. So they try to be different people.
Okay.
Like you said, like, the SLE is, like, what is different for us is help us to learn and, like, to get, if someone pushes us down, we're going to get back up. We're not going to push us, you know, and think that we're going to fail. So, like, how blacks and whites, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but, like, if you try to push us down, we're gonna get back up.
Okay.
So then SAD is like where you're there and you like you feel confident about yourself. You feel like you're stronger than anybody else, you know. And like when you go back into like the real world, it's like you're this, you're that, and they're gonna push you back down and not help you up.
Okay.
But in SLE, they help you back up. They help you with your problems and all that, and help you with leadership and be kind to each other. So that's what I think is like important to us in SGLE and all that.
Instills that confidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's SJLA.
Didn't she just say that?
Yeah.
Nah,
she got a little accent. You got to let her rock.
Yeah, let her rock. She said it.
I just want people to know that.
What happened to the unity? It's a damn shame.
Come on, Pop.
Yeah.
No, I'm just.
She got a little accent. That's all.
All right.
To answer your question about the leadership thing, SJLE made me a leader by, like, I got to speak my mind out and have my own opinion where, like, they're not going to judge me mm-hmm. and stuff. So it's like a free zone where you just come and talk and stuff, and you don't have to worry about, like, anything.
Here's my question. SJLA or SJLE? Now, and the reason why I can say that, because I'm an actual board member of SBK, I'm an actual founder, I can call it whatever I want to. But it only runs for 5 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So what do you guys do to continue this leadership quality on the other time throughout the year when you only get to meet for 5 weeks?
I mean, we do a lot of stuff. I don't know. We do.
All right, the one thing we can't have is dead air. So just giggle,
I mean,
do something.
Like, we have other stuff, like during the winter, spring, and the fall, like Space 101.
I'm about to say, do you guys still have space?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it during the winter?
All year,
actually. I don't know. But it's not just SGLA, so. SGLA is for, like, the summer and stuff. There's other, like, program that they do down there also, so you can just come and get to know each other. Like the SGLA is just for like summer and do stuff, then stay in the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys got a ceremony tomorrow, right?
Yes, we do. Okay. So there's community dinner at 6 p.m. tomorrow at Kaisness, and
the Basilica.
I said the Basilica, guys.
Yeah. Uh huh.
At 6.
And what's gonna be happening?
Oh, there's gonna be like Caribbean food, and just come.
Just come. I don't know.
I want to know what's going on.
I don't know.
So all of the participants and staff came up with projects and performances and speeches, and we're all gonna showcase our work.
Okay.
And we're gonna have, it's like a community get together. So we're just trying to bring the community together. And then we're going to have Caribbean food and Spanish food. And it's just a...
No American food?
Maybe.
They're going to be setting out the garden.
Just, a space where we could showcase what we've been doing for the 5 weeks. And just bringing everybody together.
Yeah, last year was amazing. They cooked some dishes, and they did tributes to like Mike Brown and Trayvon and stuff like that. It was a really good event. I was there. You guys are having it inside because of the heat index, right, Sarah?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be really hot tomorrow. I want to ask each one of you this, and I want each one of you to answer. If you were in a position of power and you could make a change that's going to affect the youth, what would you do? But I want to ask each one of you, not just one. So you got the mic. See, the thing about it is that we love the fact that you guys are prepared, but we are prepared also.
Mm-hmm.
Because outside of being a group, each one of you are individuals. And that sometimes this is the best place to be at. We actually like you guys. We're going to push you up. So this is the best place to practice is with us right here. So I need each one of you guys to tell me what you would change or what you would do if you was in that position of power.
She would like to go first.
All right. And nobody can do like Ray say, she stole my answer or something like that.
For like the youth, you said?
Yeah.
The youth.
I said youth.
Go on ahead.
I would make, like, more, like, youth programs for, like, kids so they could stay off, like, Fish Street and stuff and wouldn't want to, like, sell drugs and be out late and instead of, like, going to, like, parties and getting in trouble and all that. I would make, like, little groups or, like, I don't know what you could call it, programs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because the boys like basketball. I mean, we have the youth center, but no one likes going there because it's not really... Yeah, and it's only through the school year. Then you could have Oakdale, which is only certain ages that you can go there. And it'd be hot there, and no one wants it in the sun all day. But I would make, like, clubs for, like, different ages, like teenagers, like 13 to 18, and then, like, the little kids have their own little clubs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear from everybody.
I would just make stuff that we are interested of, not just like what like the old like the older people interest.
You ain't gotta, like, point to us when you say that. Like the old, like, we hate
this. Because like most of the time it's like what you guys are like interested of. It's like, what about us? What are we doing? Like,
I just want to piggyback off of that. I think some of the reason why most of the stuff for the older people is because they are the people that are actually getting a chance to make the decisions, and which is why SJLA is very important, because you guys need to be heard. I will say this. The one thing about Slay is that he's always thought that whenever you're dealing with younger people, that they should have the first say-so on what they want to do. Now, I'm old school. Damn it, do what I said, and that's it. No, Slave always been like that. So I think that with you guys doing this, you guys are going to have a better chance of being able to actually get these things done. Next.
Jamir Barnett wants to know what station is the radio.
Jamir, no, he's been on here before.
90.7. I would create, like, kind of what they said, but, like, more space for everyone, but not just like during like the school year or during just the summer, like all year round,
because
there's like a big problem with teens being bored, so they have no choice but to hang out on the streets and stuff like that. So yeah, I would create more space, like for them to do other than hang on the streets.
Anybody thinking about jobs? Because, I mean, y'all like nice sneakers and stuff like that. You think your parents going to have to pay for everything? How about a job?
She said, you took
I'm
her.
Sorry, Pac,
she
I'm sorry,
said,
Pac. I'm sorry, Pac.
Pop, get him, Pop.
That, the job situation and, like, more affordable housing, because that's, like, one of the big problems in Hudson right now. Like, they basically kicking us out, making these big, nice houses, but they, like, $2,000 a month. Type of shit.
Yeah.
Come on, Pop.
Dear
mama.
But yeah. Like, so, like, everybody moving out of Hudson to go to Catskill or wherever. But it's like, what about the people who got a job in Hudson and don't got transportation back and forth to Hudson? Like, we need more affordable housing. So that's what we do.
That's an adult answer, and I'm going to give you a clap for that. That's a very,
that sound like, you know, 18 and a half.
Yeah, that does sound like 18. I'm going to give you a clap. Like, okay. Go ahead. Huh?
Next
go
up.
Ahead. Next up.
I would change bullying because, like, there's cyberbullying, there's, you know, there's school, and it's outside of school, so that I would have changed it because, you know, some people are going through things, and other people don't understand it, so they take their anger out on other people, and some other people do have other some problems, so, like, it kind of, you know, grabs them back and forth, and then when you do that to someone else, you don't know what they're going through, so, like, they be home and they think about suicide, or, you know, killing themselves, you know, taking pills, and, like, I think that we should stop doing that to bullying other people because you never know what's going on in their lives.
I like that. I respect it. I'm hoping through SJLA that you young ladies can form a bond. You know what I mean? And then they can help each other. You know. And the one thing that I heard the guys saying this morning, Hammer and Adonis, is that you guys can talk to each other and you guys can be a family. And that's one of the ways to stop bullying, when you have a friend to talk to. So that was a good answer. Yeah. I'm going to give you the clap. You deserve it. That was good.
All right, the birthday.
Yeah.
Next up.
Who's up? Everybody went?
Yeah.
Everybody went. All right, I want to ask one more question, and then I'll give it to Ray. I know that you guys take a lot of different trips, and you guys do a lot of different things, and it's almost like it's almost like fresh air. You know what I'm saying? You do garden and stuff like that. What was the one thing that Sarah and Kaya and those guys had you do or suggested that you guys do, and you'd be like, I don't know about this. You know, black people don't do this kind of stuff.
When we went to Soul Fire and they had us farm for garlic. But I don't.
But it was fun, though. We learned a lot.
And sit in the heat all day.
I feel like not me.
I mean...
It's all right to say something was whack. Like, yeah, this trip was whack. Like, we know y'all do a lot of great stuff. We see the pictures on Facebook. Okay. Y'all be at pool parties and all types of cool stuff.
But everything can be cool. All right, we got to talk. Now we got to talk.
All right, so, yeah, about the farming thing. I feel like that was, like, something good, though, because the way the community is in the world, period, America, actually, like... They put in stuff in our food and we don't even know it. So, like, if we do our own farming and stuff, we can, like, save our own lives and help other people and, like, save a lot of money, too.
That's what's up.
All right. Pac over here.
Anybody else?
Dear Mama.
Anybody else?
Sarah over here. TMZ, and she done popped up over here, over there. I'm like, what the heck?
So anybody got last questions? I'm gonna play that song. You got one?
I just want to know how refreshing has it been to be able to put music together and you know, put out your own songs and create and, you know, kind of get your voices heard that way.
It was good. At first, it was scary, and like some people enjoyed it, some people didn't. But to me, I enjoyed it because then I was, like, telling my story out to everybody, you know. Sometimes I was scared to, but it was kind of cool working with the Sound Foundation.
Okay.
And it was very awesome because I learned new things and I learned, you know, what they can do. And we did our own music. We did the computer. And it was kind of cool learning new things at the same time.
Okay. Anybody else want to answer?
Yeah, I like doing music because, you know, I love
Tupac.
Music.
Tupac.
Yeah. No, Tupac is, like, my favorite rapper, but, yeah. I just like music, all types of music, so it's fun doing music. And plus getting your voice heard in a different way, not all these talking about drugs and money and strip clubs, all that.
All right, well, Stay, you got a last question because I want to play one of their songs before they leave.
Now let's get into their song.
All right, well, you guys want to do any shout-outs before you leave? Because I'm going to play your song on the way out. You want to thank anybody?
Shout-out to Kiteness, SGLA.
Shout-out to the whole hood.
Tupac.
Shout-out to SBK, too.
Tupac. Yo, what is your name? Tupac, what's your
Jasmine.
Name? Jasmine, you got to come back. You got to come back and visit us. Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, she's got an outgoing personality.
But
I got a question, Jasmine, and any of you ladies. Have you guys ever thought about doing a radio show?
Yes, last year.
Yeah, you took over, but I mean, do you guys actually want to do one?
Yeah,
like a half an hour show.
But not by myself. Not by myself.
All right.
I want to do it.
All right, you guys talk amongst each other.
I did it with my cousin, and I came on the air with my aunt also.
Okay, your aunt, Slim, your aunt.
Carlene.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. She's yeah.
Show. Yeah, it's
the
Haitian show.
Yeah, it's the Haitian show.
Okay. It's about to be Zoom Flume all over again.
All right, ladies, thanks for coming. I will definitely be there tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the Basilica. Anything? Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
If y'all don't know where that's at, you go past the train station and take a left.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And y'all make sure y'all take care of Sarah.
Yeah, please.
Y'all yeah, make sure, you know, true. You guys treat her with respect because Sarah is an important person around here.
Yeah, we mean that.
And we mean that.
And she's joking.
She's one of the most genuine people that you guys will ever meet. So y'all make sure y'all take care of her.
We'll take care of you, Sarah.
Thanks, ladies. And the name of this song is Change Train, right?
Yeah, that's mine.
All right. Thanks, ladies. Come back anytime.